This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, you're on the Friday morning show with Leo. Now, my special guest this morning was on last year's MasterChef competition. Since the show wrapped, she's been following her food dream and is set to appear in a bit of a special cook-off this weekend. A big Joy welcome to Phasia Raymond.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in, first of all, doll. It's good to have you in this morning on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, MasterChef is such a huge show, and what made you apply for last year's season, first of all?
I've always been such a huge fan of the show. I watched it from day one, and I always wanted to go on it, but I just never thought I'd ever get to be on it. And then one day, because I was studying law, during one of my exam study breaks, I was like, you know what, I'm going to apply for it. What's the worst that can happen? They won't call me back or email me back or anything. And I applied, forgot about it, and then I just had this email saying, we would like you to come audition, and yeah.
What was the audition process like for you?
It was really scary because...
The three judges.
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe, firstly, that I was auditioning to begin with. The fact that, I was there, I was with all the MasterChef people. Like, that was incredible for me. It was daunting the entire time. I was very scared, but, you know, I just kind of kept going.
Do you have any personal highlights from your time on the show? Did you think, oh, that was a really, really cool moment? That was my moment.
Yeah.
The eye shined.
Oh, I would have to say it was in the Barossa week, when we went to Barossa. Firstly, I couldn't believe that we were staying on a farm.
Maggie Beer.
Yeah. Oh, love her. Yeah. But I would say the moment I shone was the lamb challenge. I got top three dishes of the day. So that was a great moment.
Because you're from Indian heritage. Mm-hmm. And so obviously lamb is big.
Yeah. Well, personally, I'm a beef girl. I love having beef. But lamb is something that we do eat quite a bit of. But I cooked it with a bit of a Western twist. So that was a little bit outside my comfort zone. But yeah, it went well.
Mixing things up. And what did you take away from the competition as far as what you learnt? What did you sort of learn about the whole thing?
My food knowledge and expertise increased so greatly because we were able to learn from each other. But I think if I took away anything was that self-belief. I think I walked away a new person. I walked away a stronger and more confident person.
Be honest, who was your favourite judge?
Okay, I think George Colombaris is hot, like super hot.
Really? He's quite little, George.
You know what? There's something about him. I have a thing for the Greek community.
Right.
Love them. However,
you're single, aren't you, Joel?
I am. I am. But I would have to say Matt Preston is by far the nicest human being I've ever met in my entire life. He is just so kind, and he's like the big, giant, friendly bear.
Because all three judges have actually come into Joy a few times.
Yeah.
Together.
They're lovely.
They're absolutely gorgeous. Fill us in what's been happening since last season. What have you been up to?
Well, I was very, very, very lucky to get quite a few jobs with Coles because I used to work at Coles. So, I got to go to Perth, Sydney and Tasmania and do lots of different food things with Coles. So that was really great for me. I also organised a charity dinner for Olive Kids, which is a Palestinian Children's Foundation.
Oh, nice.
And I got Christina and Daniel involved. So that was really nice. It was like a little MasterChef reunion.
And of course, this weekend is a very special cook-off happening.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. Do you want to tell us about what's happening?
Okay. Well, in collaboration with Everything India, Rishi from last year and Tash from this year, we've all come together and we'll be judging a very special cook-off. It'll be very similar to MasterChef in the sense that there'll be teams and there'll be three rounds where they'll be cooking, and we're providing all the cooking ware and all the ingredients. And the first round, they'll actually be cooking the dish that actually got me on the show, which is the smoky eggplant curry. So we'll provide them with the recipe, and they'll just get to cook, and we'll judge, and we'll I guess we'll get to experience the other side, which is really exciting.
That sounds really, really fantastic. And it's good to see that you, all you guys are sort of keeping in touch and doing things together, like past contestants. And,
yeah, I think that's really important because we're part of the MasterChef family. And if we don't look after each other, like, who will?
Exactly. And MasterChef is huge in India, right? The show.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's bigger than MasterChef India. I think MasterChef Australia is bigger than MasterChef
really?
India. Yeah, it's so popular.
So Rishi must be like a bit of a celebrity over there.
Oh, God. I mean, the fact that he's a spunk really helps.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's isn't a more Bollywood movie sometime soon.
Now, the Great Indian Cook-Off happens tomorrow at Raw Foods, 148 Cowpear Street in Footscray from 4:30 to 7:30. You can follow Aphasia on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And best of luck for the cook-off. And I know you're going to kill it. I reckon you're going to win, just personally.
I hope
yeah.
so.
And all those single guys out there, if you're after a sexy lady, she's single, guys. Thanks for coming in, Joel. Here's Neon Jungle with Louder on Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.